On July 13, 2007, I visited Section 60 of Arlington National Cemetery, where American soldiers were freshly interred. To date, 3,615 U.S. troops have been killed while serving in Iraq. Afterwards, I headed across the street to the Sheraton National Hotel, owned by right-wing Korean cult leader Sun Myung-moon, to meet some of the war in Iraq's most fervent supporters at the College Republican National Convention.
Sometimes you have to think about what this war is in context of, you know, greater wars like World War II. I mean, it makes you wonder whether the American people could even stomach something like going through another World War II.
We are all supportive of the war. We all believe that it's very important to win the war and to fight al-Qaeda in Iraq so that we're not fighting them here in the United States.
Not even just al-Qaeda, the Islamic fascism that's occurring now.
I like the Republican standpoint, fight them over there, not over here.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're doing right now and we should keep doing it.
Basically, I think what people don't understand is if it's not fought in Iraq, if we don't win over there, it's going to happen here.
I think, frankly, we went there because al-Qaeda was already there. They may not have the force they have now, but they were there. And essentially, if we leave there, we give them a stronghold.
But while these college Republicans supported the war in Iraq with all their hearts, they seemed reluctant to participate in it.
Why are you not fighting them over there?
Why am I not fighting them over there? Because I'm in college right now.
Do you plan to enlist?
I haven't ruled it out.
Are you going to serve?
I've thought about it. Thinking about it. I've decided.
Undecided. Why aren't you serving just currently?
Well, I'm an undergraduate right now, and I just had a scholarship for Fulbright Futures, and I just didn't have any strong urge.
Why am I not serving?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I really support this country strongly, and I didn't enlist. I mean, there's not much else I can say. I don't think you can't talk about this issue if you're not serving.
What might not convince me not to join is if somehow I become like a really good like speaker and stuff like that. That's what would convince me not to join.
Yeah.
The thing that would convince me to join is if like something even bigger happened.
If you support the war, why are you not serving in the military?
For some reason, the college Republicans I met had a curiously high level of health problems.
I have asthma, so it's kind of a hard thing to get in if you have health conditions like that.
You were in ROTC. Are you That's planning correct. To serve?
I unfortunately cannot because of medical reasons.
But you support the war? And the war. Are you planning on enlisting?
No, I'm thinking about the reserves. I applied to the Air Force Academy, but I got rejected for medical reasons.
Are you personally planning on enlisting?
Unfortunately, I can't due to a medical reason. I had an injury, and I'm sure there's a couple others, but if I could, I would.
What on my list? Oh, I actually tried. I have knee problems.
You have knee problems?
I was a catcher for years of baseball.
I'm more career-oriented, I guess, than actually serve.
Yeah, yeah. So you're kind of like a Cheney Republican, like you have better things to do.
I don't think it's for me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean...
Right, everyone has their role.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I was a football player and all that kind of stuff, but then I don't know if at the same time if I could handle some of the training that they go through and some of the intense stuff they have to do. So,
even with a daunting challenge in Iraq, the college Republicans remained resolute about winning the culture war at home.
If you don't believe abortion, it doesn't affect you. I contend it affects you in immigration. If we had those 40 million children that were killed over the last 30 years, we wouldn't need the illegal immigrants to fill the jobs that they are doing today. Think about it.
I don't mind gays having regular privileges because they're citizens and all, but they should not receive special privileges from above everyone else.
Right, right.
That's not what we're made for. God didn't create, I think what God didn't create us to begin.
So it's Adam and Eve and not Adam and Steve.
Right.
Oh.
Everyone.
How awesome is that?
You did not just say that. Oh my goodness.
A lot of people say that.
Everybody is, at one time in their life, has had inclination towards the other, towards the same sex. But just because you have inclination does not mean you're gay. Because if you have inclination, because you're curious and stuff like that, but if you accept it,
yeah,
and you... then you just suppress your feelings and you pray about it to God and you know that you're not, you are so much stronger than some other people.
Have you accepted it?
yes, I have accepted it. I've prayed about it to God, and I know for a fact that I am not gay.
Congratulations.
On a personal level, I've had the opportunity to greet the president as he stepped off Air Force One. I've had the ability to meet the First Lady and almost every single member of our cabinet, which is unbelievable for somebody at the age of 23 years old.
Though the college Republicans weren't willing to engage the evildoers over there, they were eager to battle them over here.
You have the energy, you have the wherewithal, and you are really on the battlefield yourself in your own campuses.
It sounds like it's almost like a war on campus.
It is.
Honestly, like, the Republicans on college campuses are a lot more active than the Democrats, so like, it kind of counteracts the numbers.
It's kind of like a war, and you guys are like better trained. And
we have the better troops, exactly. It's
really?
Like the U.S. sending in like special forces against the huge Iraqi army. It's like...
Before I could go on, I was identified as a member of the liberal media.
Can't have you filming Tom DeLay, so you just walk out here with me? I'm just asking to follow me right now.
Without explanation, we were sequestered into a corner and forbidden from filming.
Please come with us.
Or what?
Please come with us. I mean, we're obviously not going to force you out physically, but we, please leave.
Can I step over here? Am I allowed to step over here? Can I step over here?
Sorry.
I'm doing interpretive dance.
Now you're being disrespectful.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm doing interpretive dance. Please don't touch me.
You're being a disservice.
Don't touch me. Is this how Republicans handle their problems with violence? Is this how they handle their problems with violence? Is this how college Republicans handle their problems?
I went home and missed the festivities planned for that evening. From what I heard, the liquor flowed and the college Republicans partied through the night. The following day, three American soldiers were killed while serving in Iraq.